On Wednesday, Bob Custer made waves across the state when he announced he was stepping down from his role as president of Boise State University. The move will take place at the end of June 2018 after 15 years in the office. Tom Michael spoke with him on the top floor of the Stickle Sky Center with the Broncos marching band playing on the field below. In our exclusive interview, he began by asking Dr. Custer why he's stepping down.
I think every organization deserves the opportunity every so many years for new leadership. People with new ideas, people who come from someplace else, people who have different agendas. And 15 years, I thought, was the perfect point where you just say, it's time, a perfect time to do it. I've got a lot of energy left. I look forward to being very active in the Boise community and at Boise State, but not as president.
And how might you stay active at Boise State?
Well, I will probably return to the faculty in the School of Public Service. I have so much enjoyed Reader's Corner on KBSX, and I hope to continue interviewing authors. And so it's going to be an exciting time in my life when I probably have a chance to do even a little more reading than I do now.
What made you want to strike out west to apply to Boise State University back in 2003 when its reputation was one of a smaller commuter college?
Yeah, in fairness, I didn't really know a lot about Boise State University when I applied. I did know about the job of president, and I had served as a president once before. At the time, I had never been to Idaho, I had never been to Boise. When I came here and learned more about the culture of the campus and the culture of the community, that this is an entrepreneurial community where Joe Albertson, the baker, built Albertson's grocer into the second largest in the country. Obviously, Joe didn't do that all by himself. Bob Miller did a lot of that lately. But the fact is that whether it's J.R. Simplot or Joe Albertson, there is in the water in Boise an entrepreneurial spirit. And I found that at the university in 2003. It's really been the highlight of my entire career. I've had a great career, 18 years in public office. Nothing comes close.
When you look back, what specifically might be one of the highs, proudest moment?
Well, one of the highs and the proudest moment was winning the Fiesta Bowl in 2007 and have all these commentators say that we just knocked off Goliath and that it was done with a lot of trick plays and a lot of innovation. And I thought, well, that's interesting because innovation is exactly what I noticed about the Boise State culture in 2003. So we came back and decided to capitalize on that. And a few years later, created the College of Innovation and Design. And today, we're nationally recognized as an innovative university. The other thing I'm really proud of is just to walk across campus today. Students so thick moving from class to class that you need traffic lights to control them. Back when I started here, this was still a commuter campus, and it was very different. We still have commuters, and we love our commuters, but we've built this undergraduate residential experience now that is rich. It's being recognized up and down the entire West Coast, and we're getting more students from all over the place.
Well, let me ask about that expansion. How did you create that larger recruiting footprint? Is it price? Is it city living? Is it academic challenge? What is it?
Well, first of all, I think it's a beautiful city. It's the river flowing by the campus. It's the foothills. It's all the outdoor activities that come with it. But meanwhile, on campus, you really have to have an undergraduate environment and experience that works for students. And without question, a few years ago, my wife, Kathy, led a task force that really re-engineered the whole idea of fraternities and sororities. The themes of volunteerism and service, giving back, leadership.
I imagine there's been some challenges over the 15 years. Any ones where you thought, gosh, how am I going to get through this one? This is a tough one.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of challenges. There is no question we've had challenges. The fact is that this is a university that has enjoyed the support of people all around it. And if there's one thing that is still outstanding that we're still missing here at Boise State, that the state still has to solve, it's the funding challenge. The fact is that we are underfunded at Boise State. The growth in our enrollment has not been supported by the state's higher education budget, pure and simple.
This morning you announced you're stepping down from the post of president. Behind us, the university leadership, you're in a retreat. What's the future of the university?
This retreat today is really one that is looking back on our significant challenges and looking forward on how do we prepare for a presidential transition. How do we help a new president on July 1st? How do we prepare this person for the challenges of the next year or so? This has been a wonderful place to work. I mean, there's nothing more I could ask for.
That's Dr. Bob Kustra announcing that he's stepping down from his role as president of Boise State University at the end of the school year on June 30th, 2018.